Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to congratulate you on taking the steps on bettering yourself, making yourself the expert in your field. Today, we are joined by Chris Brazell, Director of Operations for the Sharyano team. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, man, good. My name is Hunter Boyd. I'm the Director of Sales with Sharyano team, and this is Mortgage Mindset. Today, we've got an exciting topic, one of my favorite loan programs. It is a DSCR loan. This is a non-QM, non-qualified mortgage. If you tuned in a couple weeks ago, you heard Chris kind of explaining what that even means. Without further ado, let's dive in. Chris, what is DSCR? What does it even stand for first?
So DSCR is just a clever little acronym. We love acronyms in the mortgage world. That stands for debt service coverage ratio.
Now, okay. That helps me none.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah.
Shut her down. No. So what debt service coverage ratio means is this is for people that are looking to invest in real estate and buy investment properties.
Okay.
And so a debt service coverage ratio, all that means is that we're qualifying clients on the property and not on themselves as borrowers. And what that means is that the property is going to be an income producing property as an investment property. And so what we're looking for is comparable schedule on the appraisal to see what kind of income this property is intended on generating, or the potential income it can generate as a rental property.
Okay. So the income produced by the property, or the expected income produced by the property, provided by the rent schedule, which is a part of every appraisal package. So really, there isn't much you can tell about this loan program, unfortunately, until we get an appraisal completed.
That's correct. Yeah. So upfront, this is a little bit different. And with most non-QM loans are going to be a little different.
Yeah.
They're all going to have different nuances and things like that. But on the DSCR loan, the first thing we do is get the appraisal done, because the appraisal is going to dictate how we can structure the loan. And what I mean by that is that we take the full housing payment for that particular property based on the loan that we're presenting to the client. And so the full housing payment, the full PITI HOA, and what that is short for, again, another acronym, is principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and HOA. So the full housing payment on that particular property, on the subject property, we're looking for a rent comparison schedule on the appraisal to see what kind of rent that property can produce.
Okay.
And so the big thing on these loans is the ratios. And what the ratio means is what that rent comp schedule says on the potential monthly income it can produce, how that compares to what the PITI, the full housing payment, sets up.
Okay. All right. So before we get any further into the weeds, I do want to put this not so fine print, very boldly stated fine print. These products, they change guidelines quickly. This is not like a conventional in FHA, VA, where it damn near takes an act of Congress for something to change. This is something that can change on the investor's whim, literally overnight. Whether you're working with a Sharyano team or you're working with some other lender who has non-QM products, I do encourage you to check with that lender before you make any offers. Ensure that the loan program, the loan structure that lender had that client and set up in is still available 2 weeks, 30 days, 24 hours after initial pre-qualification.
Yeah, that's correct. Like we talked about when we introduced these non-QM products, like during COVID, these went away. All of them were gone. And now they're coming back. But as you said, Hunter, this is an investor-driven product. And so what that means is that the investors dictate the guidelines, the rules, the regulations. They're going to service these loans and keep them within their own personal portfolio so they can change the guidelines daily, if not hourly. So yes, double check with us every single time.
This almost sounds like an investor-friendly credit union that doesn't sell off their loans. We all have some experience with some local credit unions in the area that really house their own products, and they can change their interest rates at whim.
Yes.
They can change their guidelines at whim, and they can do that because if this thing goes into late payments, foreclosure, that same institution that started is going to be handling that process in the courts as well. So there's a little bit more power, but so these programs, they always kind of remind me of, you know, something that most people may not equate them to, but is a very familiar product, just in a different sense.
That's correct.
Yep. All right. So let's kind of get into what right now we're seeing with these products and, just some general guidelines. Once again, check with your lender before you, place an offer with these loan structures. We're going to be talking about some new even for us, some new loan structures that we haven't seen in a very long time, primarily less than 20% down on a DSCR loan. So we're talking about 15% down, not even, and traditional investment properties require 20%. Right. So not even needing that much for these loan programs. Kind of phenomenal. We've seen that come out in the last maybe 30 days or so.
That's correct. Yeah. So again, this is all based on investment properties. This DSCR is only for investment properties. And as we all know, or we, you know, we tend to know, or kind of have a in the back of our minds that you need 20% down on investment property. This loan does only require a minimum of 15% down.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's great. So it's a strong product. It's a great for people to build their investment portfolio on investing in real estate. But again, with only 15% down. Now, as you've said time and time again, check with us. You know, we're going to look at the rates. There's going to be points and things like that involved with getting these loans, but we can run scenarios for you. But again, a minimum of 15% down is all that's required on these loans.
Another thing that I like about these, because dealing with investors, this is an investor-driven program. This is the only, you can't get a primary residence with this loan type. A lot of investors want to immediately close in the name of their LLC. Mm-hmm. And correct. What is so cool, because we're not using the borrower's, the individual borrower's income, we can close these in an LLC.
That's right.
And I think that's a high appeal there, just because it's you're going directly. There's the borrower, the individual borrower never has anything in their name. And I think that brings some peace of mind to an investor.
That's correct. And again, you got to flip your mindset on these, because we're not qualifying the borrower, we're qualifying the property. And so, you know, if those of you that have been in the business, you know, 20 plus years, you go back to the early 2000s when we did, you know, stated income, stated asset, no doc loans.
Yeah.
This is a no income loan. We do not qualify the borrower based on income. We're qualifying the property. So yes, we can close in the name of an LLC. There's a lot of variables in these that allow us to do things that are outside of the normal conventional loans, because this is an property driven program.
Every time you talk about like pre-2008, I hear the song, like, and I'm going to age myself just a little bit here. But the Will Smith song, Wild Wild West, like, yes, the Wild Wild West. Every time you say it, I just like, that's the image I have in my head, is Will Smith's music video for Wild Wild West.
Those were good times back then, but it was truly the Wild Wild West. It was wild.
So let's talk about some other cool things that this loan program has. Mm-hmm. A 30-year interest only available. We've seen that come out recently. That's correct. Just nuts. So there's no amortized payment on that, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So again, this is all about monthly cash flow. So if you're looking at interest only on these loans, the monthly cash flow on these investment properties is the potential is there for these to have a lot of monthly cash flow on the rent you're bringing in. Well, they're only making interest only payments on these loans. And again, if you're buying in this area, most areas around here, you're still gaining appreciation.
Yeah.
On the house.
That's, so I mean, 10, 15, 20%.
That's right. It's a win-win. So you're investing in real estate. Now keep that in mind. So it's not like putting money in the bank where you're gaining interest on your money. You're literally gaining money by investing in the real estate and gaining appreciation on the home.
Cool. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about non-warrantable condos. Yep. So this is something that we're seeing more and more prevalently after that thing in Florida, yes, with the condo collapse, right?
Yeah. So when that condo did collapse down in Florida, so Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they lost their pants on those, because a lot of people that had mortgages on the units within that condo complex, you know, of course they weren't going to pay the mortgages back because there was no condo left. The building was unfortunately gone.
Yeah.
And so Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have tightened down big time on condos. And so with that, since this product is income driven based on the property, they do allow for non-warrantable condos. So one thing they do also offer is condo tells. Now condo tells, they're becoming more and more popular in beach areas.
Yeah, I would say that there's one specific community at the beach that I'm thinking of that has condo tells. I didn't even know the term until I saw it.
So condo tells, you're not going to get a conventional loan on a condo.
like a hotel room.
Yeah, you can't touch them. But on these products, you can get a condo tell, which is very cool. So, you know, in Myrtle Beach, you know, the beach areas in North Carolina and around there, you're going to see those more and more prevalent, where you're not going to get conventional financing on them, but this DSCR loan allows you to get into that condo tell and start investing in the property there.
That's cool. That's cool. Let's talk about the ratio. So you mentioned it earlier when you just started talking about like the ratio of the payment versus the expected rent and stuff. Talk to me about if the ratio either doesn't come in at 1-to-1 or if it comes in above 1-to-1, maybe the appraiser expects it to make more than the monthly payment. Kind of tell me how those things affect the loan.
Sure. Yeah. And again, going back, that's why we get the appraisal done up front, because we need to know what that rent comparable schedule is going to look like for the potential rent on the property. I'm going to say that over and over again, because that's how this loan program is driven. So I'm going to throw random numbers out there. Let's say your full monthly mortgage payment plus HOA is about $2,000 a month. If that rent comp schedule comes in at $2,500 a month, your ratio is plus 1%, meaning that the rent is the potential rent on that property is above and beyond what the housing payment is. So that allows us to set up the loan based on having a good ratio on the home. And so it gets you access to better rates, better pricing on the loan and things like that. But we can literally go as low as 0-to-1. And what I mean by that is if the rent comparable schedule comes back and says, oh, guess what? It's not going to make any money, which is, you know, that's not the case. But
the appraiser will say zero. The appraiser can say $0.
Can say zero. I haven't seen that yet. But we can go as low as 0-to-1. And, you know, obviously the lower it goes, the higher the risk, you know, the pricing's not going to be as good. So you're going to get hit a little bit on the risk level on that. Interest rate going up, points going up, things like that. So we can do though as low as 0-to-1. So we get that appraisal back that allows us to set up the loan and based on the ratios. And then we move forward on that based on that. But yes, that's where the big key is going to come in, is what that rent comparable schedule comes in at based on what the monthly housing payment is on that property.
For our real estate agents that are listening right now, this is going to be really important for you guys listening. Next thing I'm going to share, that is the due diligence period on these contracts for this type of loan. This is why it's so good to be in communication with your lender, because if you have a DSCR loan product, you do not want to put a short due diligence period on those contracts. You're going to give yourself ideally at least 2 weeks. And that is because we need to make sure that one, we can get the appraisal back in time. If the ratio does change, if the expected income is less than the monthly payment, we need to make sure that borrower can still qualify with that lower ratio and higher interest rate. One thing I do want to touch on as well, it's investor specific, but most investors that I've seen do require this. In order to be eligible for a DSCR loan program, your borrower needs to own their current residence. And I'm not talking, you know, hey, look, they're staying with mama and they don't have a payment. I'm talking about they need to be on a deed somewhere. And that is mainly to protect the investor from someone saying they're going to get this loan program, get into the house, move in themselves, and use it as their primary residence. That's an increased risk to the investor. They do not want to have that situation, so they do require this on a lot of investors that they borrow own their home.
Yeah, that's a good point, Hunter, and that is key. They cannot get a DSCR loan unless they have a primary residence that they own outright. That is correct. Not outright, excuse me. They can have a mortgage on it, but they have to have a primary residence that they currently live in.
There you go.
Yep.
And last thing we want to touch on is just like the loan limits for these. This is not something that you're going to be able to get a $50,000 loan amount on. Chris, you want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, so a minimum of $100,000. In all honesty, we like to see a $150,000+, but a minimum of $100,000, but we can go up to $3 million. So you can buy
it's nuts.
You can buy the whole condo hotel. No,
we have a commercial department for that.
Well, up to $3 million. And again, since this is a non-QM loan, non-Fannie Mae, non-Freddie Mac, we don't even talk about jumbo loan limits and things like that. So
yeah.
This is a straight up, it's an investor product.
And that's so cool.
So we don't think about conforming loan limits. So we can go up to $3 million, but definitely minimum of $100,000 on these loans.
That's good. All right. We're going to say it one more time. These products change guidelines quickly. Check with your lender before you place an offer if you're using a DSCR loan structure. Today has been awesome. Thank you, Chris, for being here. If you found some really good education out of this, if you've enjoyed this conversation, hit that follow, hit that subscribe button. We post every single Wednesday. We want you to be the expert. We're here to help you. We're here to come along and partner with you, whether you're an agent partner, a lender that works with us, whatever you are, we want to be here to support you. It's been Mortgage Mindset. We'll see you next week. The Mortgage Mindset podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesharedreality.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages LLC and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government and is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.